First of all, welcome to Leek Town Football Club. What made you want to join the Blues of Leek?
No, thank you for that. To be honest, I was speaking to Neil very close to the close of last season, and I think I was sort of knew what my situation was going to be coming into the new season, and you know, obviously I'd spoken to a couple of clubs regarding going in and such like, and but no, as soon as I spoke to Neil, I think we got a lot of mutual connections through my academy days and Neil's crew days and stuff. So it was soon as I was interested speaking to him on the phone, and then I went and met him, and I was just sure that I wanted to come here. And I think my mind was pretty much set, and it was all done in a handshake, to be honest. So I went off, had my summer, and then just started back last week and stuff. So it's been quite an easy transition to come to Leek. But no, my mind was made pretty much immediately, to be honest.
So was it done quite early on in the summer? And it gave you all that time to relax. You're not having to scramble around looking for another club.
Yeah, and I was really grateful for that. Just because, obviously, fortunately, I've not been in a situation where I've had to be scrambling around for a club. So it was, in my mind, it was nice to be settled, and I could go away and I could go on holiday and enjoy it, and not have, you know, what's happening next year on the back of your mind and stuff. So I know, but Neil made sure he put it all at rest, and you know, I just really like the fact it was, you know, done on a handshake, and it's he stuck to his word, I stuck to my word. I went away, came back, and it all got done. And I think that's something, it's rare to find with a club sometimes, a relationship like that. But no, I'm looking forward to continuing to work with him and work with the team that he's got.
And being a goalkeeper yourself, we've seen over the last about 5 years now, the role of the goalkeeper has really changed. The managers expect goalkeepers to almost be like an outfield player, play with the feet and what have you. What sort of goalkeeper would you say you are? Are you one who's like that, like an Edison and an Allison, or are you more of a good old-fashioned shot stopper, a traditional goalkeeper, more like Peter Schmeichel?
I think, to be honest, I think nowadays you've got to have all the tools, but I think at the end of the day, I think it comes down to what the manager wants. And I think me personally, I've played in quite a few teams where they've all played different styles of football, and some were, you know, like you say, the Man City style of football where it's all short and it's all possession based. But then I've also played in some teams where it's, you know, playing for the percentages, and you've got to go a bit longer. But I think I'm happy doing both, to be honest. I think whatever Neil asks of me and whatever the management team asks me to do, I said I feel like that's what you've got to go out there and do, and I feel like I'm equipped to do that, to be honest. If he wants me to play short, I'm happy to play short. If he wants me to play the percentages more, I think, but then again, it's what the game dictates, and you know, that'll change. It'll change in 90 minutes, and you've got to do different things. So I think it'd be good to see how we change it for different teams and stuff. When you know what you're coming up against as well, with the analysis of games and stuff, it's easy to plan, you know, traps, and some teams press, you can play over, some teams drop off, that's when you can enjoy the ball. So I just think I'm just there to do what the manager asks.
You'd be competing with, I don't really like that word, competing, because there is only effectively one position for the number one jersey, unfortunately, with Eric Murner, who's also joined the club. I guess you're looking forward to that challenge to get that number one jersey, and also when you do get it, to better yourself in that position.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's I've always trained with like a number of keepers, and there's always one spot, and it's difficult sometimes when you've not got the one spot, but it's always in the back of your head when you do have it as well, I think, which is the most important thing. Because it's difficult to get it, and then it's even harder to keep it. I knew Eric from when I was a kid. We played against each other coming through. I think he was at Crewe and I was at Burnley at the time, and we played against each other for Donkey's years. So it was funny seeing him the other night, actually, because I didn't recognise him until I got there, and I was like, a bit familiar, you. But it'll be a good challenge, and I think it's at the end of the day, it's healthy, and especially for Leek as well. if you've got two keepers that both want to play, it puts the club in a good position.
You were recently at Macclesfield where you only ended up playing once and they had the form of Will Stanway and Marcelo Pitaluga. How hard is it for a goalkeeper not to be playing? And I guess that also links back to the previous question about there being only one spot.
Yeah, well, I think Macclesfield was a funny situation because when I went in, I knew that I wasn't going to go straight into the team because I'd just left Wolves in the February, and I signed for Macclesfield straight away, purely because it was close to home, and I knew that they had Will on loan, and they made that very, very apparent. It was always, come in, challenge, and we've got Will, but that's sort of looking for next season. So I went in and I worked hard, and fair play to them. They didn't lose a game, did they? So it was, you can't really ask them to change a winning side. And yeah, I played once for in the cup, and which obviously, as you do, you rotate your keeper, and it was game time for me, so which was good. But no, I knew that was the situation going in, and it was always sort of looking for the season, and then obviously things change in football quite quickly, and it didn't work out how I wanted it to. I don't think it worked out how it was particularly, said, but it's one of them things in football, isn't it? So it's I'm happy where I am now, and hopefully I can get that game time here.
And you had a spell at Stalybridge Celtic as well last season, so
yeah,
you certainly know these two, this league and the league above, which Stalybridge were in last season. So what are you expecting this season from the Northern Premier League West Division? Because there's no Macclesfield, but it's going to be an ultra-competitive league once again.
Yeah, 100%. I think, obviously, there's a few good teams in the league now, and obviously, league have been in the running for the past few years, which, again, played a part in me wanting to come and wanting to be part of the team that gets them up. But yeah, I know you've got likes of Bootle, Hensford coming down from the Southern League, if that's still happening, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is now, check, yeah.
But now, yeah, but obviously that was my first loan, so I know they're a good team. I know they play good football and stuff, so it's exciting. I think it will be more competitive than obviously last year. I think when you've got two teams that were running away and obviously leaking there as well, I'm excited, and I think it'll be a good season. It'll be a long season, but it always plays out how it's meant to be, and I think if we approach it with the right attitude and stuff, we'll be looked after.